Hello, Mr. LRX. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure being here.
So the obvious question, why Mr. LRX? Who are you hiding from anyway?
Well, I do have two ex-wives and plenty of ex-girlfriends, so maybe you could say I'm hiding from them.
Okay.
But all joking aside, the real reason I chose to write under a pen name is that, you know, I'm not in this for fame, and I'm actually kind of a private person. And, you know, my mission is simple. I'm not trying to be known as a Casanova. What I'm trying to do is help some guys get the right technology of how to date and relate to women. Because several years ago, when I started going into this area, after inspecting it, I found out that no one had a technology that was correct. And I realized that I knew more about this subject than most of the so-called gurus.
Oh, okay. Well, I've looked at your website, datingtorelating.com. And actually, I've gone to Alexa.com. That's the service where they rank websites according to their traffic and popularity. And I've noticed that your website has been growing in popularity and traffic, okay, over the last year, whereas most of the other top gurus, those sites have been declining or have stalled. Why is that?
Well, that's a good question, Bob. You know, I don't know if these guys are losing traffic because of my site or not. But I do know that there's two major problems with the current so-called dating and pickup gurus out there. One, they only tell you how to meet women, and they don't tell you how to relate to them. And two, they don't even tell you the correct way to meet women. So you see, these other dating gurus, they focus primarily on meeting women so that men can get sex and get laid. And frankly, there are better ways to meet women where you get plenty of sex, but they will also lead to a healthy and lasting relationship. Now, I'm not here to bash my fellow gurus because these guys as a whole are really cool and they really help guys in general. You know, the good things that they do is they let guys know that no matter how ugly and how poor and how old or how fat you are, no matter how low your self-esteem, you can still have an active dating and sex life if you simply learn and apply some things that they don't teach you in school.
Ah, okay. Well, now you have a book on Amazon.com and a website. And now the book is called Dating to Relating from A to Z. Is this the kind of stuff you go over on the website and in the book?
Yeah, we go over this kind of stuff and much, much, much more. We get into, you know, very detailed instructions on how to do things. And actually, I have three books that I've written, and they're both on my website and on Amazon. One is called Dating to Relating from A to Z, which is kind of a Bible for any guy wanting to learn how to meet and relate to women and the kind of women that he wants. And two, I have a book called How I Got 700 Dates in 1 Year, which is a true story. And it's a quick and easy method that you can learn and implement in a couple of hours for any guy who wants to meet women on the internet and personal sites. And three, I got a book called How to Get Your Wife or Girlfriend to Want More Sex. And Bob, believe me or not, this addresses the biggest problem that men have in relationships. And we know this because we've done surveys on our own website and we looked up other surveys, and this is the number one item.
Huh. Wow, that's interesting. Us guys can never get enough sex, do we?
Well, speak for yourself, Bob.
Well, I guess if you can get 700 dates a year, you should be able to get all the sex that you want. Now, that reminds me, I seem to recall from your website that you are big on having multiple relationships, 5 or 6 girlfriends at a time.
Well, yes, I am big on multiple relationships, Bob, but I'm also very big on monogamy. In fact, I've been married twice and engaged 4 times, and I have never in my life cheated on a wife or a girlfriend. However, when I'm in between relationships, I believe in meeting, getting to know, and relating to as many women as I can. That's the way I learn. And I'm totally upfront about it, and I never lie to anyone about who else I am, you know, who else I'm seeing. And, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, and marriage relationships are not the only kind of relationships they are. In fact, in our book, Dating to Relating, we go over all the different type of sexual relationships between men and women. And then we also tell men how to establish multiple relationships and alternative relationships if they're interested in that. And we tell them how to do that without lying.
Well, Mr. LRX, I have to say, this is interesting stuff. And I have a million questions that come to mind. but unfortunately, we don't have the time to go over all of them now. Let's just ask, for the sake of all the men in the audience, what's the biggest mistake that men make with women?
Well, Bob, that's actually a hard question. First of all, it depends on whether you are talking about meeting women or relating to women. Then there are so many mistakes that men make in both dating and relationships that it's not a matter of correcting one thing, Bob. It's a matter of correcting a suite of mistakes that any particular man is making. On my website, we have, for example, a couple of books relating to sex training, and it's called The Love Package. And in this book, if you were in this package, if you were to get it, you could learn the 50 mistakes that men make in the bedroom alone.
Wow.
But if I had to narrow it down to some basic principles, Bob, that apply to both dating and relationships, I would say that men don't know how to observe, number one. They don't know how to qualify women, number two. And they don't know how to use subtleties and gradients, number three. And probably the last big mistake they make is they don't know how to create future. Now, these concepts, as I just expressed them, probably won't mean much to the guys out there in your audience right now, because these concepts are generally foreign to men. And that's why they are failing in relationships. These concepts I just mentioned, which are all gone into depth in my books, are all concepts which will lead to the ability to meet more women, to have more sex, and to have better communication with and understanding of and relationships with women. And if I had to narrow it down to one thing, Bob, one thing that if it were corrected that would improve both dating and relationships for men, I would say that one thing is quantity. Most men don't meet enough women. They don't go out on enough dates. They end up in a relationship with someone they're not real compatible with because they simply don't have enough experience to know what compatibility and what relationships and what people are all about. You know, when you meet and relate to a lot of women, there's a natural learning process that takes place. No matter how stupid you are, no matter how slow you are, most guys can figure it out after they get enough experience. And remember what your mother said to you when you were a teenager? When many moms used to say this, they'd say, don't go out with just the one girl, you know, just go out with all kinds of girls, get to know a lot of girls first, you know. You know how moms would say that? Well, the mom was right, because it's that experience of, you know, getting to know people is where you evolve to a point that you really understand what you want, what you're looking for, and how to go about doing it.
Interesting. Well, one final question, Mr. LRX. Let's see if you can help me, okay? I meet a lot of women who seem to enjoy me, and we get along as we meet and for a few dates, and then I try to close the deal, and they say, well, they're only interested in being friends. They're friends only, right? Now, is that just me, or is there something that I'm doing wrong? I mean, because I hear a lot of guys say the same thing.
Well, yes, Bob, this is a common one. And there can be a lot of factors that go into creating that phenomena. But let me give you the most typical factor. Most guys try to impress women on a first date. They try to be entertaining, funny, and interesting. Now, women enjoy being entertained as much as the rest of us. So if you try to be interesting and you succeed, she will probably want to be friends with you no matter what she thinks of you romantically. But, you know, most women don't want relationships with guys who are just interesting. They want relationships with guys who are interested. When you listen to a woman and you show that you are interested in her and her life, you become a potential mate, because a mate has to be interested in her. He has to be interested in her in order to take care of her and her potential family. Interesting won't cut it. Interesting does. Now, I close about 90% of my first dates, and that's because I listen to women when I'm on a date with them. I listen and I ask questions. And of course, there are other things you have to do besides listening to get out of that friend category. Like, you have to create sexual interest, and you have to create future. But, you know, these are two more huge topics that I know we don't have time to go into right now. But I do talk about these things in several chapters of my book, Dating to Relating. And in the book, How to Get Your Wife or Girlfriend to Want More Sex, we go extensively into creating sexual interest in women.
Well, thank you, Mr. L. Can I call you Mr. L?
Sure, Mr. B, whatever you like.
Anyway, for our listeners out there who are interested in hearing some more about what Mr. L, that is Mr. LRX, has to say about dating and relationships, visit his website at www.datingtorelating.com or buy his dating Bible, Dating to Relating from A to Z, and that's on Amazon.com.
Thank you, Bob.